The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, November 28, 2022. President Miguel Díaz-Canel asserted that his tour of Algeria, Turkey, Russia, and China left a positive balance of concrete actions to increase economic, commercial, and financial cooperation with Cuba. He was accompanied by ministers of key sectors like economy and planning, Alejandro Gil, foreign trade and investments, Rodrigo Malmierca, and foreign relations, Bruno Rodriguez. After voting in the Sunday municipal elections, the head of state highlighted as his delegation found in all counterparts to enhance political relations and boost collaboration in areas such as debt restructuring. That is one of the key achievements of the trip, he said, since the agreements in this area will make it possible to unblock projects that have been slowed down or halted due to being unable to negotiate contracted obligations. Cuba has the will and duty, and will do it with honor, to pay off debts with half with other countries, the president said, adding that several joint plans will now continue, others will be expanded, and new cooperation, trade, and business programs will be implemented. The first shipment of the Cuban anti-COVID-19 vaccine, Abdallah, consisting of millions of doses that will be administered to adults, are already in Mexico, the public health ministry announced. The drug arrived after it was approved for emergency use by the Federal Commission for Protection Against Health Risks, COFEPRIS, which almost a year ago, on December 29, 2021, declared the authorization for emergency use of Abdallah with the distinctive denomination recombinant protein of the SARS-CoV-2 virus receptor-binding domain. The vaccine was transported from Havana, Cuba, to the Felipe Angeles International Airport in Zumpango, State of Mexico, in a Hercules plane of the Mexican Air Force, the Public Health Ministry reported. It adds that personnel from Biological and Reagents Laboratories of Mexico, BIRMEX, the National Center for the Health of Children and Adolescents, CENSIA, and the Federal Commission for the Protection Against Health Risk, COFEPRIS, as well as members of the Mexican Army and the National Guard participated in the shipment, transfer, and security of the doses. Young Cuban University students reaffirmed last Friday from the steps of the University of Havana the validity of the work and thoughts of the historic leader of the revolution, Fidel Castro, on the occasion of the 6th anniversary of his death during a political and cultural evening called Fidel in Me. Johnny Gomez, a member of the National Secretariat of the Federation of High School Students, ratified the commitment of her generation to the teachings of Fidel, whom she considered a reference for revolutionaries in Cuba and the world. Speaking on behalf of the young people, the leader highlighted the value of the example bequeathed by the fighter who was always on the side of noble causes, a role model to be followed by Cubans, she said. We will continue to denounce the U.S. economic blockade, the injustices in any part of the planet, and we will fight for the best of humanity, she added. The representative of the Federation of High School Students also highlighted the participation of young people in the municipal elections this Sunday, 27th, some like her for the first time, others even nominated as delegates, but all as part of a genuinely democratic exercise that distinguishes the Caribbean nation. And in the international agenda, we have that the violence that prevails in Brazilian schools will be a topic for the Education Working Group of the transition government of President-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The issue emerged after the crime occurred on Friday in the state school Primo Bitti in the beach of Coqueiral, 22 kilometers from the center of Aracruz, a municipality in the state of Espírito Santo, in the southeast. According to the Public Security Secretariat of the Territorial Division, the killer, a 16-year-old young man, burst into the school with two pistols and fired several shots as soon as he entered, went to the teacher's room and pulled the trigger again, and three teachers were killed. Later, the attacker went to a private school, which is on the same road, and also fired several shots that killed a 12-year-old student. In both aggressions, the murderer killed three teachers and a primary school student and wounded 12 people, one of whom is in serious conditions and had to be taken by helicopter to a hospital. The portal Rede Brasil Atual assures that, after the defeat of President Jair Bolsonaro, Brazilians have bought 1,300 weapons per day. Meanwhile, the Wiphala France organization warned that the Bolivian right wing is readying new aggressive actions, including separatism plans in the Department of Santa Cruz, where it lifted the strike it had organized and which lasted over a month. The coup attempt failed, but now the takeover leaders are changing their threats for separatism and violence, according to a rematch announced by the president of the Civic Committee for Santa Cruz, Romulo Calvo, as the French organization denounced on social networks. According to the said organization, headed by Bolivian resident in France, Janet Ramos, international mobilization is urgently needed to defuse these plans. Likewise, it demanded justice for the victims of the violent actions of the right in Santa Cruz in recent weeks, unleashed under the pretext of the date of the population and housing census in Bolivia. Those were 36 days with a heavy balance of terror imposed by the oligarchy, which left 9 deaths, more than 200 injured, looted shops, burnt houses, and other excesses. Wiphala France ratified its support to the president-elect Luis Arce and denounced that those responsible for the destabilization are the same fascist actors of the 2019 coup in which 38 persons were murdered. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.